Hi, you're listening to This Is Not Your Practice Life. I'm your host, Macy Renee, and we are going on a journey together, my friends. I'm a certified life and emotional intelligence coach. And if you really want to step into your highest self, there are a few non-negotiables you're going to have to learn. And I am just the person to help you do it. No matter your past, I'm here to help you create a more fulfilling future. So stick around with me. Not only will I teach you how to navigate your brain's daily mind drama, but I'll help you actually understand your mind, your emotions, why you do the things you do, and why others do the things they do. Most importantly, I'll help you build the self-awareness skills to create whatever results you want. It's never too late to change the trajectory of your life. After all, this is not your practice life. Hello, welcome back to This Is Not Your Practice Life podcast. I'm Macy and I am so excited you're joining me today. I will go ahead and preface with I have a raspy something happening in my voice. I don't know what's going on. I have a cough. I'm going to try not to cough my head off on this episode. I promise I will not cough on this episode. I will edit it out so you don't feel tortured. But I am battling a little bit of being under the weather and I'm not really sure what's going on. But I'm going to need it to exit quickly because I am about to travel to Nashville, Tennessee next weekend for my coach's event that she puts on for her clients. So for anybody new here, I coach independently for myself. I have my own business, my own clients. But last year I was actually hired on for my coach to do some contracting work in her big program, helping her clients scale to $200,000 all the way up into $1 million. So pretty fun. I get a lot of great practice coaching people who are scaling their business to large, large amounts of money. And it's a lot of fun to see the difference in thinking and what is required when someone is making, let's say, $25,000 to someone who is making $100,000 to someone who is making $200,000 to someone who is hitting $1 million. So fun. Which kind of brings me to what I want to talk to you guys about today, which is success intolerance. So years ago, my coach actually did an episode of this in regards to business specifically, and it really blew my mind. I've listened to it a million times, I feel like, and it's so helpful. But I wanted to also do an episode based on what this looks like in terms of emotional intelligence work and mindset work in general, because I find that even a lot of my clients, whether they have businesses or not, or they're working with me for professional reasons or personal, success intolerance comes up. And it's something that's really important to address because the brain is so good at being intolerant of success that it's a big reason why people stay in the position that they're in year after year after year, even if they have this subconscious desire for something to be different. So I thought we would talk about it. That just reminded me for some reason that I should let you know I did start a TikTok. I am on TikTok under Macy Renee Coaching, just like my Instagram, just like Facebook. So if you want to get in on my TikTok shenanigans and me learning how to be over there, feel free to give me a follow. I just want to say I did it, okay? I did it. I think I talked about on the podcast that I was terrified to go onto that platform, so afraid of like TikTok bullies and what people would, you know, think that don't know me or haven't followed me for years. And I just bit the bullet one night laying in bed and was like, you know what? Anything that I ask my clients to do for themselves, I want to make sure I'm always doing. That is a number one priority for me. I would never ask my clients to do work that I'm not doing. I like to be in integrity. That's a huge piece for me as a human being and as a business owner. And so I realized TikTok, you know, I had been holding myself back. And I basically coached myself the same way that I would a client. And by within like 15 minutes of coaching myself, I'm like, yeah, just get over yourself and start TikTok. What are you doing? And I watched so many YouTube videos about how to do it. It was funny. I felt so old, like old-minded, trying to figure out like, how do you do the TikTok stuff? Anyways, we'll move on. But I'm over there if you want to be a part of those shenanigans. All right, back to success intolerance. So one of the biggest things that I see when this pops up for a client is that they will often dismiss the work that they've done or how far they've come, or they will judge themselves for the fact that it's not happening at the rate that they think it should be happening. And while these things can be very distracting in, you know, dismissing the work that you've done, what it often means is that there's a bigger underlying thing going on, like being intolerant of your own success, not wanting to necessarily be successful because of what you think it will mean once you get there. So I think of a few different examples of this, but I think of like, I have a program right now called the Hybrid Experience, and these women in the Hybrid Experience, they coach with me one-on-one and in group, and then in 2 months from now, they'll go on an in-person retreat. We'll all go on an in-person retreat together. We're really excited. So something that has come up for some of the women in the Hybrid Experience, you know, as we're diving into more advanced emotional intelligence concepts, is that they know what they need to be doing, and they have uncovered the reasons that they're not doing it. And for some, the reasons that they're not doing it or not showing up fully, or they start and they stop, is because they have an underlying fear of the version of themselves that would be successful. And for anybody that is, you know, kind of a bystander or an outsider, you might be thinking, why would anybody fear their own success? Like if you knew you could be successful, whether it was losing a certain amount of weight, having the body of your dreams, having the family or relationship of your dreams, the communication of your dreams between family members, or the amount of money that you wanted to make, the success in your business, why would anybody want to sabotage that? Why would anyone not want that? And that's actually a conversation that we have dove into within the Hybrid Experience, because the women recognize like, yeah, why would I self-sabotage and continue down this path where I'm not getting the result when it's the result that I want? And we have talked about them having various levels of success intolerance and what it would mean if they actually got to where they wanted to be. And it brings me to a consult that I did probably a couple weeks ago now with a woman that I just absolutely loved, that was telling me about who she knew she could be and all of the untapped potential that she knew was inside of her. And she briefly shared how years ago she stepped into that version of herself, and then she lost everybody that she loved because the people that she loved couldn't handle her at her best. It was too intimidating for them. It brought up negative emotions for them. They didn't like the success version of her because of what it made them feel within themselves. And because it hurt her that she lost them and she wanted that love and didn't recognize it, you know, years ago, she basically was intolerant of keeping that success, went back to everything that she had been before, and then she was loved again by the people she felt, you know, were closest to her. And she's been doing that now for, you know, 20 years, knowing good and well in her gut and in her heart and in her soul that she has basically stopped herself from being the best version that she knows that she can be and the potential she knows she has. And on that consult, we essentially talked about the success intolerance of you would have to be tolerant of people who are not controlling their own emotional experiences and want to blame you and who you become for their experience. So essentially meaning that she would have to be tolerant of becoming the big version of herself that she knows she could be, the successful version, the, you know, money-making version, the body that she wants to have. She knows that she can do it, but she hasn't done it because she hasn't built up the tolerance for that level of success. And what that would mean. And what it would mean is that people in her life may leave again. People in her life may judge her, may not love her the same way. And for the human body, like I know, I think for a lot of us in our brain, we're like, well, nobody should want those type of people in their life anyways. Yes, logically, we know this. I think any human being knows this, that those type of people are not always our best people. You know, they're not going to be the people that help us grow and evolve. However, because we have a tribal instinct as human beings, because that's how the brain is designed, when there is the thought of even losing our tribe, losing our people, being misperceived or judged or pushed out of our bubble of things that we know and familiarity, our brain will be very intolerant of that. And that is why your self-awareness has to be sharpened. You have to know that you're doing this to yourself. And that's also why you have to build up the emotional intelligence to walk yourself through that success and be tolerant of whatever comes your way. So that may look like having people, you know, who have a lot to say about you changing and growing. For you to hold that level of success that you know is within you, you have to also be willing to hold your own emotional experience of feeling maybe disappointed that they don't understand, or heartbroken that they don't want to be in your life anymore, or, you know, angry that they're judging you for the version of you that you're becoming. Like, you're going to have to build up that emotional resilience and create that emotional regulation inside of your body in order to step into the most successful version of yourself. And it will feel very scary. And also, it will be hard to let go. Because when you have practiced being the version that you are now, for however many years you've been this version, you're going to have to experience almost a death of self, like a death of the old self, to step into who you're becoming. And for most humans, that's such a daunting, terrifying thing to think about, you know, this new version of yourself. Like, I will tell you in full transparency, I feel nervous now for the version of me that will become a millionaire one day. I literally feel my body just constrict because I know there is a death of Macy that has to happen at even the level that I'm at now in order to reach that other version of myself that exists. And I know that she's inside of me, and I know that she's there, and I know that she's on her way, but there are even times where I'm intolerant to it. And I will tell you how this shows up because it can be sneaky things. It could be, like, for instance, it could be getting coaching on something and my coach, let's say, saying something that she sees, or colleagues of mine who ask about programs and how they operate and you know, what my plans are. And maybe they see something that I don't see. If I am argumentative, if I am dismissive, if I am uncoachable, that is likely coming from some success intolerance, especially if I trust the people who are telling me what they see, right? So for instance, I'm thinking back to when I was in Kentucky just a week and a half ago, I guess. I had dinner with one of my best friends on the planet, and she has watched me and been one of my biggest cheerleaders throughout my journey in business and becoming a coach. And she was asking me different questions about, you know, business and my program. And she was like, I told my husband that I wanted to join your hybrid experience and I wanted to go on a yacht because on the next round, there's the opportunity for people to do the VIP experience where we yacht. And she said, I wanted to be on a yacht with you, you know, drinking champagne and living our best lives. Like, I'm jealous that it's going to be your clients and not us. And so I told my husband, I'm signing up. But beyond that, we were talking, and when she was asking questions and just different things that clients were going through, I was telling her some different things that I'm seeing, and she gave feedback. And initially, I could feel that knee-jerk reaction of being like, no, 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 I don't want you to see something different than I see, which is my own success intolerance, right? It's so valuable when people you know, love, and trust in your life are willing to point out things that you don't see. And when you have that knee-jerk reaction, a lot of times it's coming from your routine, your level of what you know now, and anything that would try to like stretch you or grow you. And you know, maybe even in your gut, that it would help you be successful if you took the advice or you listened to it or you tried to adopt it or you at least tried to see it differently. Your body will almost constrict and say, no, I'm so intolerant of that. That's not it. That's not the thing. And the deeper rooted thing is, if I do that and it does work, or you're right, I might get where I want to go faster, and that actually scares me. Right? So it was just such a refreshing thing to be at dinner and to like have her offer her thoughts and her mind and what I need to be aware of. And she was so right. Like, that's the thing. The more that we talked, it was like, you're so right. I do need to make sure I do this and incorporate this and la 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 la, you know, all the business talk. And at the same time, you know, I have to recognize that my body is fighting me to be this version, right? Like, it wants to be okay with me being this version for another 5-10 years. And even though subconsciously I might want bigger for myself and more for myself and have all of these big dreams and goals, it's scary to think about the letting go of this version and trusting that there's an even stronger minded version that exists beyond where I'm at now. And I think that a lot of my clients experience this too, and it comes out very fast in the hybrid experience just because they are learning advanced principles, and because they're in group with each other every other week, they get to learn from each other's experiences. They get to see from each other's experiences. And then they get to really let that marinate and come to their one-on-one call on the weeks that we don't have group and process it even further. So it's a very deep awareness type of, you know, work where I think that they see things much faster and get triggered more often, but for the best reasons. So I hope that this helps you if you are noticing any sort of success intolerance. And I'm going to rattle off some other examples just in case the stuff that I talked about maybe didn't resonate so much. But think about it as if you want to get a promotion in your company, but every time a promotion opportunity opens up, you find a reason not to submit an application or not to interview for it. And maybe it's because your brain says, well, our schedule might be different, or this is working now with everything. I don't think that I really need it. It's probably not for that much money. If that's the stuff that you're doing, you want to ask yourself, what would it mean if you did get the promotion? Like, what version would you have to grow into to get that promotion? And you might find that the reason that you're not doing it or going for it isn't because you're incapable or because of the schedule or whatever excuse your brain is making. It could be because you're so intolerant of your own success, because you will have to experience that death of self going from the position you're in now in your company to the promoted position in your company. Because maybe the promoted position might be a leadership position and it scares the crap out of you because you don't know how to be a leader, or you've never been a leader, or you're afraid you'll mess up as a leader, or you weren't taught well from your leaders and you have so much drama over it that maybe you sabotage and you don't even allow yourself to try, right? And so it's success and tolerance of what will it mean if I do this. The same thing can be said for, you know, maybe strengthening the relationship you have with your partner. Like, who would you have to be in order to really strengthen the way that you communicate, or your romance life, or, you know, the communicating maybe the things that are important to you that right now you don't like to do it because maybe it causes an argument, or it currently causes, you know, just a disgruntled spouse because it feels like, you know, no one's ever happy or you're always complaining or whatever. The thing about it is having to look inside of yourself and saying, am I willing to be tolerant of the discomfort to communicate what I want to communicate so that we can potentially grow in our relationship, so that we can hopefully learn each other better, to grow stronger, to overcome things that have bothered us. So success and tolerance comes up in a multitude of ways. It's not just, you know, in business. It's not just with monetary goals. It can be things at work, things in your relationships, even like weight, right? Like if you know you want to lose a certain amount of weight, or you know you want your body to be toned and conditioned and healthy in a certain way, but you continually go for the donuts or the ice cream, or, you know, don't show up for your workouts and stop going to the gym when you say you want this body, right, this health, you have to look at what the disconnect really is. And it could be success intolerance. And I have had so many clients that have experienced that. And it can come from a multitude of reasons. It could be that they experienced sexual trauma, or something very traumatic in their childhood where they don't really want to be seen. They don't want to be looked at because their trauma part of their body associates it as a bad thing. If I'm seen, I can be taken advantage of. If I'm seen, I could be hurt again. I don't want to be seen in that way. And so they might, you know, dress in really frumpy clothes, covering their body. They may gain a lot of weight to try and protect themselves from being seen as attractive. You know, they might let their health decline and then end up really unhappy and depressed because they know they have the potential to be successful, but they're so afraid and intolerant of that success because of what it would mean they have to grow into emotionally. They'd have to become safe in their body. They'd have to feel the emotions of losing the weight and maybe, you know, having the emotions bubble up from the trauma of the past and working through that and processing. You know, there's just so many reasons why we're intolerant of our own success. So I hope that this episode resonates for you and helps you. And if you know that it can help someone else, share it with them. And if you feel that I can help you in any way, please go to MacyRenee.com, schedule a free 60-minute consult. There's no charge. And we will talk about what you've got going on in your life and if coaching may be a good fit for you and what program or package may be best. So feel free to reach out. We'll talk and I will point you in the right direction if it feels like a good fit. I'll see you next week. Bye. Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of This Is Not Your Practice Life podcast. If you'd like to connect on social media, you can find me on both Instagram and Facebook at Macy Renee Coaching. And if you want to stay up to date on all of my offers, announcements, and inspirational emails, you can join my email list at MacyRenee.com. In addition, if there's a way that I can further support you in your coaching journey, you can schedule a free 60-minute consult at MacyRenee.com anytime you want so we can discuss the best options for you. I look forward to seeing you next week, and I hope you have an amazing day. Bye.